Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome in one of our favorites right now. That means it's about to be football season. Brian Billick joining us, NFL Network. Coach, good morning to you. How's everything?
Good morning. How are we doing?
Great. We had to just announce that the Rolling Stones are coming back to Pittsburgh. Can you believe the Rolling Stones are still touring? Did you ever see them?
You know, I did see them a little long. That tells you how old I am. I'm 67 years old, and I saw them in high school.
Oh, my God.
So that tells you how long those guys have been around. They are amazing.
And they were old then.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were at least in their 50s then, so it's really amazing.
Well, I think Ben Roethlisberger is the only person that might outlast the Rolling Stones in Pittsburgh the way that it's looking.
Yeah.
He's back for more. He walked into the facility yesterday. And people make anything out of Ben. They're making this deal about his photo. Does he look big? Does he look small? Does it matter right now what Ben Roethlisberger looks like physically? Does his game dependent on it at all?
No, it's more dependent upon the physical. I'd be more interested in seeing the five guys in front of him, you know, with the transition they're going through with that offensive line. That's really the key. I mean, Ben is such and has been such a unique talent in the way that he delivers. I don't know that you can put the normal – calibration of, well, he's big or he's small, he's slow or he's old. I mean, for some quarterbacks, for some positions, clearly, well, the guy's getting old in the tooth or he's not quite as fast. You know, for Ben, just he's so unorthodox in the way he produces, there's no reason to think that he can't continue to do that. But clearly, for me, the biggest question mark beyond, you know, the addition of Najee Harris and the running game that obviously has to be better is what's going to go on with that front five and the offensive line.
Well, and with that being the biggest variable for this offense, what should our expectations be for a first-round draft pick at running back, Najee Harris, this year?
Well, he's got the pedigree, and obviously that's kind of job one. Pittsburgh has talked about it for a while. That job one is to get back to where they can be Pittsburgh and run the ball when they want to run the ball, in conjunction with what Ben's going to do and obviously throwing the ball down the field and all the things that we know have to work in the NFL. But they've got to get that running game established. And again, so that brings us back to, I think it's more what happens with that offensive line. Najee Harris is an excellent back. Like I said, he's got the excellent pedigree. He should be, particularly that transition into, you know, from the NFL at running back outside of protections, which is obviously the biggest jump for a running back and his adjustments with that. You know, they're going to have an impact, and there's no reason he shouldn't.
Ryan, when are we actually going to find out if, and because I agree with you about the offensive line, none of this, all these guys are dependent upon how well the blockers are, but when can we really get an idea of how good or how bad the offensive line is going to be? Because even in hitting and training camp, you know, you see a little bit of it. In preseason games, you might see a little bit more of it, but how long does it take once the regular season starts to actually find out about the offensive line?
Well, you'll find out pretty quickly. Again, this is going to be a little bit different training camp. Different is a relative term compared to what we went through last year. And it's now kind of a bit of a hybrid. It's interesting visiting with the coaches in the offseason that I have, that the fact that they're taking a lot of the principles that they developed last year in the unique training camp and the teaching mechanisms and the practice and how much you really have to hit and how you're going to expose the players. The one-on-one element that obviously with the Zoom and whatever way, Skype or however they did their teaching mechanisms, how that, you know, they're going to continue that on. And the fact that we only have the three preseason games, the last one's going to be probably a lot like our fourth one in years past where you don't see a lot of the veterans. So, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done, and you really won't know until that first or second game to see, indeed, can that offensive line establish the running game with Najee Harris behind them? And then you know, does Ben become under, you know, barrage of, you know, we know that his strength is kind of shuffling off and shrugging off sacks. But you know, that's got to be relative. That's the key to the game, is to just how much time he has back in the pocket when he wants to throw the ball.
I've got to follow up on something you just said then, because it piqued my interest. I think back to a guy like Ike Taylor here in town, who I thought was a gravely underrated football player in terms of what he could do. He got people on the ground. And you talking about us not gathering or having those hitting practices, are we past the days of perimeter guys really being able to tackle all that well because of things like this, because we're not gathering and practicing it?
You know, I don't know that that's the case. Again, last year we found that literally with no games and all, you know, all the hitting that you do within the club itself, I don't know that the early part of last season where everybody thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be a different product, and the lack of the interaction. And I don't know that anybody could point to me on film and show me where the quality of play in the first or second week of the season compared to years past was substantially different. So no, I mean, you can get it done, and you can get, you know, there's three types of conditioning. There's cardiovascular conditioning, and most of those guys aren't going to be in good shape when they come to camp. And then you got to get the large muscle group, you know, the hamstrings, the groins, with the dramatic cutting and pushing, and that takes, you know, 3, 4, 5 days a week in camp. But then you got to get into hitting shape, and that's when I was a head coach, my number one job as I watched practice was, okay, how much hitting can we get away with or not have to do at the end of practice to get these guys in hitting shape? And that's Mike Tomlin's number one job, is, okay, during the course of a given practice, a padded practice, which are limited to a degree, how much hitting do we need to do to get into hitting shape so we're ready for that first week?
NFL Network's Brian Billick, former Ravens head coach, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. When he's fully healthy, how does Melvin Ingram fit into this defense, Coach?
Well, and that's the question, both he and Trey Turner. That's you know, that's the risks. Not a heavy cap hit or number hit, so it's a fairly low risk. And both, I believe, are on the one-year show-me, you know, contracts that show that they can continue to play. If they are healthy, both are outstanding players. And Melvin Ingram can be that counterbalance now to T.J. Watt that is so important, so important to the Steelers' style of play. I mean, everybody's style of play, in terms of you wanting to get counter pressure on the outside, one side and the other, so you can't constantly turn your protections to solely account for T.J. Watt. If Melvin Ingram is healthy and you go one-on-one with him, you're going to pay a price.
What do you expect to see from Matt Canada's offense? You know, we talk about we want to see more diversity. We want the Steelers to be less predictable. But how much different do you think the Steelers' offense will actually look?
Well, like I said earlier, it's all about the run. You know, how do they get the run game cranked up? The passing game's not going to change dramatically. I mean, it's been in a unique way that he does it. Kind of goes beyond the schematics and the system itself. You don't, you can't draw up plays that Ben Roethlisberger makes in terms of shrugging a guy off, buying time, throwing the ball in just that spot, and the way he develops that receiving crew. It has done it with crew after crew after crew. That's less about design than it is, okay, just give Ben options, and they'll still continue to do that. The running game will be the one. Are they in the power running game? Are they going to do the counters? Are they going to run it more out of the spread? That will be the question that I want to see, is just what form this enhanced running game is going to take.
Last question for you. Do you think Dwayne Haskins will ever help this organization or another one in the NFL?
Boy, you know, history says no, but there are times. You know, we all, you know, have seen what Ryan Tannehill, who people had written off in Miami, and rightfully so. I mean, given the performance he had in Miami, I don't think it was people were being overly critical by saying, well, that guy, that career's kind of done. And then he goes to a team like Tennessee, and it matches perfectly, and he's been brilliant. So, yeah, could he kind of be that? Possibly. He has a lot of growing up to do. He has a lot of maturing to do. And sitting in behind Ben Roethlisberger and that group, and with Mike Tomlin, getting him out of D.C., which was important for Dwayne Haskins just because of his circumstances off the field. Sure, he has the talent. If you're a betting man, history says probably not, but there are always the exceptions.
Last thing for you, Coach. I saw just down the road the other day a little kid. No more exciting day than when you're a little kid about this time of year. You're summoned to the field. You pick up your equipment. You might wear it for 2 days before practice even starts. Tell me why Pee Wee kids, high school kids, everybody should be picking up X-Tech shoulder pads.
Yeah, it's been exciting. You know, we started it 9 years ago, and now we're the number one pad in the NFL, number one pad in major college football, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Auburn, Oregon, and the like. We've become the number one big high school, Notre Dame, De La Salle, Bishop Gorman, the big schools, St. Thomas Aquinas, and they're available. It's been fun to now because parents have the ability, and they are more invested in it. I coach my grandson's fourth grade tackle football team, which is great fun. I mean, it's a little bit different. You know, it's like, okay, do you have your helmet? Are your shoes tied? You know, so it's a little bit different coaching. And as I said, we're not quite down into the youth pad yet. So we're getting there. But for the high school kids, it's an absolute must. These are the best pads in the game. And that parents can check it out at xtechpads.com or go to xtechpads on Instagram. And if they put in the promo code COACH21, they get 10% off.
There it is. Brian Billick, Coach, we thank you so very much. We'll chat again soon.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, Brian.
Great, great stuff. Brian Billick, quick dismount. He's out of here. Information, see ya. Thanks. I appreciate it. Great, great
stuff.
I was
waiting for him to drop Pittsburgh Central Catholic or University
he's get
of
one
North
of those.
Allegheny in there.
He's got to get one of those on the roll there of all the people.
He's got a coach in.
What, I did. I got a coach in.
Oh, yeah.
Catch that.
Yeah. How about he he's coaching fourth graders. Imagine that. That'd be something to look up and see. You know, Brian Billick's coaching your fourth grade team.
He's in fourth grader looking at his playbook going,
All right. Like, it's a little bit much for me here, Coach. Rooting for, rooting against. By the way, the camera's a big hit. People are watching Jim. Apparently picked your nose. People
that's
catching that on camera.
Well, that's like that. I am responding.
Chris, give
to
the
this.
Address, if you would, for the camera, odyssey.com.
Go to 937thefan.com. Click on shows. Go down to the live stream video.
Yes.
Click on it, and you can watch Jim pick his
Jim
nose
pick
anytime
his nose.
You want.
No, it's an I'm explaining it right now.
I don't think there's much to explain here. You picked
your nose,
went
in
your
nose.
It, right?
No, it did not go in the nose. It's like I do this all the time.
Well, you have an itch. You're like my kid.
It's like on the outside.
Stop biting your nails. No,
well,
I'm just.
I do that too.
Well, I'm not really biting my nails. Well, what is that? What is that then?
Why is your finger in your mouth?
Right. What is it? Well, I'm itching my tooth.
Nails and you know, but this wasn't like drilling for whatever. it was just an outside move where it's like itchy and you go like this.
Move.
And I'm doing it right now. See, here it is. There you go. Like that. That's I do that all the time.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.